believe me, I'm very, very happy to be giving shiur again. So thank you very much for hanging in there and coming back to learn together again this week. So I think the Zman officially ends on Thursday. So let's see if we can try to finish up the last two simanim over here this week, Be'ezras Hashem. So we were in the middle of discussing. We were in the middle of Kuftzadites, and one of the issues that we were discussing is Chafifa. But I wanted to get to the sugya today of Rashi and the Sheiltos about when to do the Chafifa. But in order to do that properly, it's really important to just look through the Gemara and see how the Gemara is read by Rashi and how the Gemara would be read by the Sheiltos. The issue I'm referring to, of course, is whether the Chafifa should be done during the day or the Chafifa should be done during the night. What is the ideal time for the Chafifa? So the way I look at this sugya is that there are three sections to the Gemara, and you have to look at each section of the Gemara, how Rashi would read it, each section of the Gemara, how the Sheiltos would read it, and how the different sections of the Gemara interact with each other. So if you'll indulge me, we're going to take it slowly. We're going to go through the sugya, starting Samach Zayin Amud Beis, Amar Rav Huna. So the Gemara tells us, section one of the Gemara is the longest of the three sections, I think, pretty much. I guess one and three. Amar Rav Huna, Isha chafef es pechad b'shabbos v'tavelos b'shlishi b'shabbos. A woman could do chafif on a Sunday and tevila on Tuesday. Shekein isha chafef es be'erev shabbos v'tavelos b'motzai shabbos. Because after all, she could do chafif on Friday for a motzai shabbos tevila. Isha chafef es be'echad b'shabbos v'tavelos b'revii b'shabbos. It could even be another day of a lag between the chafif and the tevila. Shekein isha chafef es be'erev shabbos v'tavelos b'motzai yom tov shchaliyos achar shabbos. Because after all, a woman could sometimes do a chafif on Erev Shabbos, and she'll go to the mikvah first on Sunday night if Yontif was on Sunday. And beyond that, Isha chafef es becha b'Shabbos, v'tovels b'chamishi b'Shabbos, shekein Isha chafef es be'erev Shabbos, v'tovels b'motzoi shnei yom tovim shorosh Hashana, shechal yosachar Shabbos. Sometimes a woman can even go to the mikvah on a Monday night and have to do the chafifa on Erev Shabbos if it was a three-day yontif of Rosh Hashanah, if it was Shabbos followed by Rosh Hashanah on Sunday and Monday. And therefore, if that's true, says Rav Huna, then even when it's not related to Shabbos and yontif and everything else, you see that you can have such a gap between chafifa and tefillah. That's what Rav Huna says, that if such a gap is acceptable when it comes to Shabbos or yontif coming in between, then such a gap is certainly acceptable. Or is also acceptable when there's no Shabbos Yontif. Rav Chista Amar Kulu Amrinan Shekein Lo Amrinan. Heichad Efshar Efshar, Heichad Lo Efshar Lo Efshar. No, there's a big difference between when there's a Shabbos or a Yontif that's forcing you to separate the Chafifa from the Tevila versus a case where there's no Shabbos and Yontif separating, forcing you to separate the Chafifa from the Tevila. When it's possible to do the Chafifa soon before the Tevila, that's what you got to do. But if there's Shabbos or Yontif, and therefore you can't, so then you're allowed to separate them out. Rav Yemar Amar, Afilu Shekein Nami Amrinan. No, we'll even say the Shekein. We'll even say that a woman could separate the Chafifa from the Tevila. Levar Me'isha Chafef Es Be'echad B'Shabbos V'Tevelos B'Chamishi B'Shabbos. So Motzei Shnei Yom Tom Shloshan Shalachar Shabbos Lesa De'efshar D'Chafef Es B'Layla V'Tevelos B'Layla. Except for that last one with the three-day Yontif lag in between. Because even if there were a three-day Yontif in between, you still could not do the Chafifa on Erev Shabbos. You would then have to do the Chafifa on Motzai Shabbos. So that is the statement of Rav Yemar. So now, we have three statements over here. Rav Huna says that you're allowed to separate a Chafifa from a Tevila, the equivalent of a three-day Yontif, even when you don't have a three-day Yontif. We have Rav Chista says that, no, you can always separate the Chafifa from the Tevila when there is an actual Shabbos or Yontif or a three-day Yontif in between, but not when there isn't. And Rav Yemar says, whether there is or isn't a Shabbos or a Yontif, you could separate the Chafifa from the Tevila, but not as long as a three-day Yontif. The length of a three-day Yontif, whether there is or isn't a Yontif, you cannot separate the Chafifa from the Tevila that much. It can't go from Echad B'Shabbos to Chamishi B'Shabbos. It can't go from Friday afternoon to Monday night. That's too much, says Rav Yemar. So Darash Maremar, Hilchasak Rav Chista ukidemetaretz Rav Yemar. So then the Gemara comes to Psak Halacha. Now we pass like Rav Chista, but kidemetaretz Rav Yemar. Like Rav Yemar was metaretz shitas Rav Chista. So the way Rashi understands this part of the Gemara is as follows. That Rav Chista had said, Kulu amrinan, shekein lo amrinan. Right? We say these things when there's actually a Shabbos or a Yantiv in between, but not when there isn't. So we paskin like Rav Chista in that shekein lo amrinan, that we're not going to allow a separation of the Chafifa and the Tevila when there's no hechrech to do so. But we also take the Chumrah of Rav Yemar when it comes to a three-day Yantiv. So Mareimar paskin the halacha like Rav Chista, not to distance the chafifa from the tevila when the tevila is happening on a motzoi yom chol. When it's on a motzoi yom chol, then you shouldn't distance it because we can't derive efshar mishi'i efshar. But if the tevila were on motzoi Shabbos, she would do chafifa on erev Shabbos and the tevila on motzoi Shabbos. But if the tevila were matzoi shnei yom tovim shel Rosh Hashanah shel'achar Shabbos, then we don't paskin like Rav Chista, who said to do the chafifa on erev Shabbos. We paskin like Rav Yemar to do the chafifa on matzoi Rosh Hashanah in order not to distance the chafifa from the tevila by so many days. So the way Rashi understands section one of the Gemara is that the way Rashi understands section one of the Gemara is that you should not separate the chafifa from the tevila unnecessarily, and you're never allowed to separate it by a three-day yantiv. Meaning, normally we may prefer you do chafifa during the daytime, but when it's a three-day yantiv, you're going to have no choice but to do, on a motzai of a three-day yantiv, no choice but to do the chafifa at nighttime. The Shach in Sifkat and Vav explains Mareimar as saying that the chumras we accept are to do chafifa on Erev Shabbos like Rav Chista, and then again on Motzoi Yom Tov Karav Yemar. So Shach has a little bit of a different read. It's somewhat of a chiddush that when we say that we pass like Rav Chista ukidemitaretz Rav Yemar, we're not saying that when it comes to the 3-day Yom Tov, we just go all in like Rav Yemar and say, okay, it's all done on Motzoi Yom Tov. No, says the Shach in Sifkat and Vav, you would do a chafifa on Erev Yom Tov, and then do also like Rav Yemar said, by doing chafifa on Motzoi Yom Tov. And that's why the Gemara says, kidemitaretz Rav Yemar, says the Shach, that even though Rav Yemar never answers anything within Rav Chista, I mean, it's not like Rav Chista says something that was a kasha, and then Rav Yemar came and answered the kasha. He's just arguing with Rav Chista. But the Gemara should have said, therefore, hilchsa ki Rav Chista uki Rav Yemar. What's kidemitaretz Rav Yemar? So the Shach explains that Rav Yemar agrees to Rav Chista that on Motzoi 3 days, you have to do chafifa on Erev Shabbos, but then he just added, and on top of that, also, you do a chafifa on the Lel Tevila. So in that way, Rav Yemar is actually being mashlim divrei Rav Chista. That's the chiddush of the Shach in terms of how to read, at least within Shitas Rashi, how to read that first section of the Gemara. So again, Shitas Rashi is going to be that the Gemara is not really discussing directly, really, whether you should be doing chafifa during the daytime or nighttime, but the Gemara is talking about the unusual case where there are, not so unusual, but the case where there has to be a separation between the chafifa and the tevila, and how much of a separation is too much of a separation, and we'll come back to that. But it's important to understand what it means when the Gemara says hilchsa kirav chista ukitimitaretz Rav Yemar, because the Gemara seems to be coming to the conclusion that you can only do chafifa at night if it would otherwise mean that there's a 3-day break between the chafifa and the tevila. Then there's section 2 of the Gemara. Section 2 of the Gemara, Ibayiluhu. Isha ma'u shetachof balayla v'titbal balayla. Can a woman do chafifa at night and go to the mikveh at night? Meaning, straight up, could she do chafifa at night? We just said in section 1 of the Gemara, oh, if there's a 3-day lag, then she has no choice, she'll do chafifa at night. So now the Gemara wants to know, can she do chafifa at night? Marzutra Osev Rav Chinna Misura Shari. As if we didn't just have this conversation, meaning totally ignoring the first section of the Gemara just goes and says, oh, it's a machlokas. Don't you know the story? I'll bring you a raya. Azul Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Lefiusa, the wife of the Reish Galusa, they were in an argument, she didn't want to go to the mikvah. Rav Nachman Yitzchak went to try to calm her down. Va'amrle, may yisei hashta, tiski aisi lemachar. And she said to him, what are you hacking me now? You should come tomorrow, because it's too late now anyway. V'yada ma'ika amrle, and he knew what she was referring to. Sa'amar, dudi chasarta, tishtiki chasarta, avdi chasarta. What, are you lacking the capability of doing chafifa right now? Meaning you're able to do chafifa at night as well. So do the chafifa right now. I don't have to wait till tomorrow. You're able to do the chafifa right now at night. And therefore, says the Gemara, you see a raya that chafifa could be done at night. So what's going on in this section of the Gemara? So Rashi understands that the Gemara is asking that, look, granted, it's best to do chafifa biyom. That's the foundation of the Gemara. That of course you would want to do chafifa during the daytime. But what if a woman hadn't done chafifa during the daytime? When the Gemara says yibaylu, isha ma'u shetachuf b'layla v'titpo b'layla, it's saying b'di'eved. Meaning, certainly l'chadchila, it's not the right thing to do. But what if she hadn't done chafifa during the day? May she do one at night, or are we concerned that she'll rush through the chafifa and she'll be muhuma lebesa? She's not going to do a good job because she's going to be so rushing through the chafifa. The Gemara then brings the story that demonstrates that Rav Nachman allows chafifa b'layla at least b'di'eved. Because the case was the wife of the Reish Galusa had not done the chafifa biyom, and you don't have to delay the tevila on account of it. But the whole discussion in section 2, according to Rashi, is a bidyeved discussion. If she didn't do chafifa biyom, so now does that mean that you're stuck and she can't go to the mikveh tonight, or can she still do chafifa b'layla? And the answer is she could do chafifa b'layla. The she'iltos, and this is in Achrei Mosim Tzadivav, Shilta Tzadivav, the she'iltos says that the real zman chafifa is at night. The Gemara, when it says, Ibailu isha ma'u shetachu b'layla v'titpo b'layla, the Gemara is asking, is this the way to do it? It's not saying, b'diyeved, she messed up and she didn't do during the day, is it okay? No, the Gemara is asking, is it right? Is it right to do the chafifa at night? And in the story, Rav Nachman encouraged chafifa b'layla because, not because it was a b'diyeved or because she forgot, because that's the actual time for it. That's the best time for it. And the Gemara is actually rejecting the opinion that said not to do chafifa b'layla. So even though we had Marzutra Oser, Rav Chinna Misura Shari, we're rejecting Marzutra. We're saying that it's in fact mutter. Haraya, we had this maisa with Rav Nachman that chafifa was encouraged at night. So whereas Rashi understands section 2 of the Gemara to be all about a b'diavid situation, the Shiltos understands that it's talking about a l'chadchila situation, and the maskana is that l'chadchila you do chafifa b'layla. Then comes section 3 of the Gemara. Darash Rava, isha chafefes be'erev Shabbos v'toveles b'motzoi Shabbos. A woman does chafifa on erev Shabbos, goes to the mikvah on motzoi Shabbos. Amalei of Papa LaRava Vashalach Ravin BeIgarte Isha Lo Tachav BeErev Shabbos VeTitpo B'Motzai Shabbos. But didn't we get a letter from Eretz Yisrael? Ravin used to report all the shittos of Rabbi Yochanan from Eretz Yisrael. So didn't he send a letter that you're not supposed to do that? You don't do chafifa on Erev Shabbos and be tovel B'Motzai Shabbos. This line is the most difficult line. This is the one that's really the crux of the difference between the she'iltos and Rashi. V'tama latzmecha, hey chofefes biyom v'tovelas b'layla, habi'inan tekev l'chafifa tevila. How could it be that you do chafifa biyom and tevila b'layla? Don't you need tekev l'chafifa tevila and you don't have that? Okay, so something Rava had said had deeply upset Rav Papa, meaning Rava said to do the chafifa on Erev Shabbos. Rav Papa says, no, you got it all wrong. You're dafka not supposed to do the chafifa on Erev Shabbos. And how could you separate chafifa and tevila so much from each other? Hadar oki Rava amora alei v'darash. Then Rava redarshened. He publicly taught differently, and he said, "Dvarim shamati lufnechem tolosein biyadi." Whatever I said, it was a big mistake. Beram kachom rumshved Rabbi Yochanan isha lo tachuf b'erev Shabbos v'titbol matzoi Shabbos. That they say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that a woman should not do the chafifa on erev Shabbos and b'tovla matzoi Shabbos. V'tamal atzmecha heichof es biyom v'tovel es b'layla binasam l'chafifa tevila v'leka. And then the Gemara concludes, "Vehilchasa, isha chafefes biyom v'tavelas b'layla." A woman could be chafefes biyom, could be, should be. A woman is chafefes biyom and tavelas b'layla. Vehilchasa, isha lo tochuf ella b'layla. And the halach is chafifas at night. kasha hilchsa hilchsa, it's a stira, and what the halacha is, lo kasha hada efshar hada lo efshar. That gemara could be read as many ways as you want, meaning it is so vague that you can read that gemara to fit into pretty much any shita. So here's how Rashi reads the gemara. Rashi reads that Rava taught to do chafifa be'erev Shabbos for a motzai Shabbos tefillah, because doing the chafifa on motzai Shabbos will cause her to rush. We don't want a woman to rush and to do a chafifa that's not going to be a proper chafifa. The Gemara then asks that Ravin had sent a message from Eretz Yisrael not to do a chafifa on Erev Shabbos for a Motzai Shabbos Tevila, because even doing a chafifa on a regular day when Tevila is that night was difficult to permit, meaning Tama Atzmecha. It's difficult enough to permit even on a regular day to do a chafifa b'yom and a Tevila b'layla. And the way Rashi reads it is, and the only reason we do that all the time and we encourage it and we think it's best is because the alternative is so much worse. Meaning when we're saying, Tama al Atzmecha, how could you do a chafifa b'yom and a tevila b'layla? What happened to take of the chafifa tevila? What we're saying is, no, of course we do that, meaning we do a chafifa b'yom and tevila b'layla. And we recognize that we're sacrificing take of the chafifa tevila by doing that. But that's only because the other option of doing it all b'layla is even worse. Doing it all b'layla is gonna ruin the entire chafifa. It's gonna make a chafifa that's mehuma lebesa, where the woman is rushed and she's not gonna do a proper job. So we're saying that, but we certainly can't allow a greater lag time between chafifa and tevila of erev Shabbos to motzai Shabbos. And because of that, Rava changed his mind and said that when tevila is motzai Shabbos, then you do the chafifa motzai Shabbos. Meaning, the entire time the Gemara is still maintaining that when it's a yom chol, chafifa is b'yom, tevila is b'layla. I take of the chafifa tevila. Okay, it's not ideal, it's not great, but it's the best of the two bad options. The other option is to chafifa b'layla, and that would be much worse. So that's what. So on a regular day, the Gemara is maintaining the entire time in this section of the Gemara, according to Rashi, that the chafifa is going to be done b'yom. But when it comes to a tevila on Motzai Shabbos, that's where Rav is changing his mind. And then the Gemara concludes, V'hilchsa isha chofefes b'yom v'tovelis b'layla, v'hilchsa isha lo tochuf ella b'layla. And the Gemara asks, "I kasha hilchsa hilchsa?" And the Gemara answers, "Lo kasha had efshar had lo efshar." When it's possible to do chafifa b'yom, like when it's a weekday, so she does chafifa b'yom. When it's not possible to chafifa b'yom, like tevila motzai Shabbos, then she'll do chafifa b'layla. So in Rashi's reading of the Gemara, in section 3 of the Gemara, the halacha is at the end of the day that if tevila is on a motzai yom kodesh, even just one day of kedusha, tevila is going to be, chafifa is going to be on motzai, on the day, on the actual night of the tevila itself. Now we're going to have to deal with the fact, and the Rishonim raised the issue, Rashi has created a stira between section 1 and section 3 of the Gemara. Because in section 1 of the Gemara we said that hilchsa k'Rav Chisda u'kidemetaritz Rav Yemar. And we said that means that you're always going to do chafif on the erev of the days of Kedusha, unless it's 3-day yantiv. Only 3-day yantiv is the only exception. And yet over here now, in section 3 of the Gemara, we're saying within Shitas Rashi, that you're going to do chafifa on motzoi of every Yom Kodesh. The only time you do chafifa during the daytime is a regular weekday when you can help it. That's when you do chafifa during the daytime. But that's how Rashi seems to read the Gemara. The She'iltos reads this last section of the Gemara a little differently. She'iltos reads the Gemara that Rava taught originally to do a chafifa on Erev Shabbos for a tevila on Motzoi Shabbos. The Gemara then asks, I, Ravin, sent a letter that you're not supposed to do that. Tamal atzmecha, hey, chofefes b'yom v'tovelis b'layla b'in and take of the chafifa tevila v'leka. Now that line, according to the Shiltos, is meant to be taken very literally. How could you possibly ever do a chafifa b'yom and a tevila b'layla? Not the way Rashi learned it. The way Rashi learned it was, Tamal atzmecha, it's so crazy that we always allow it, but only that because it's the best alternative, but it's so crazy that we always allow it, but we do and we encourage it. No, the way the Shiltos learns it, we don't allow it. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do a chafifa b'yom and a tevila b'layla. It's prohibited to do a chafifa biyom because it distances the chafifa too much from the tevila. And that's what caused Rabbi to change his mind, and he taught, never do chafifa biyom. Certainly not when tevila is Motzai Shabbos, but really never, never do chafifa biyom. When it's Motzai Shabbos, of course not, because then it's going to be an even greater lag between the chafifa and the tevila. The Gemara then says, v'hilchasa, Isha chafefes biyom v'tavelas b'layla, v'ilchsa isha lo tachof ela b'layla, kasha ilchsa ilchsa lo kasha had efshar had lo efshar. Oh, but then the Gemara opens the door again, and the Gemara says, oh, you know what? There is some case where you're allowed to do chafifa biyom. Well, we just said you're never allowed to do chafifa biyom. So the way the Rif understands it is, the way the Shiltos understands it is, that when it's possible to do chafifa b'layla, of course you should do chafifa b'layla. That's the preference, chafifa b'layla. But if the tevila is on Shabbos, meaning her lel tevila is on Shabbos or Yontif, and it's Efshar, you can't do chafifa b'layla, then and only then do you do chafifa b'yom. So the only time we were going to allow chafifa b'yom, according to the Shiltos, in the end of the Gemara, is if you are going to the mikvah on a Yom Kodesh. So then you're going to have to do chafifa when it's a Yom Chol, not when it's a Yom Kodesh. But if you're going to the mikvah on the motza'i of a Yom Kodesh, then of course you do chafifa b'layla, just like you would if you were going on any normal weeknight, you would do chafifa b'layla, says the Shi'iltos. So those are two drastically different ways of reading through the entire sugya. Now in Rashi's reading of the Gemara, let's just go back to this point before we play it out lahalacha. In Rashi's reading of the Gemara, there seems to be a stira lahalacha, because part three of the Gemara concludes that she should do chafifa b'motzai Shabbos when her tevila is motzai Shabbos, because that's called efshar for her to be chofef biyom. Noah, you raise your hand.
Yeah, could you just say what the difference between Rashi and the Shi'iltot on the last part of the sugya is?
Yeah, it's a huge difference. Meaning, the way Rashi understands the last part of the Gemara is that whenever it's possible to do chafifa biyom, you always do chafifa biyom. The only time she does chafifa b'layla is if when the tevila is motzai Shabbos, so she'll have to do chafifa b'layla because she couldn't do chafifa biyom. Whereas the Shilta is going to say, no, chafifa b'layla is the default. You always want to do chafifa b'layla. The only time you're ever going to do chafifa biyom was when it's efshar. I mean, this whole discussion of hacha efshar and hacha efshar, that there's a difference between lo kasha hada efshar, hada lo efshar, they're flipping what's the efshar and what's the lo efshar, right? The Shilta says, if the tevil is on Shabbos, so it's impossible to do chafifa b'layla, that's when you do chafifa biyom. But other than that, you're always going to do chafifa b'layla. So, in Rashi's reading of the Gemara, there seems to be a stira la'alacha, because part three of the Gemara comes to the maskana that she should do chafifa motzai Shabbos, because that's called efshar. Meaning, we can't allow a 24-hour lag of an entire Shabbos between the chafifa and the tevila, and therefore the Gemara comes at the end and says you do the chafifa motzai Shabbos. Friday is too early to do chafifa for a motzai Shabbos tevila. And in part one of the Gemara, we paskin like Rav Chisto k'temetari tzar v'yemar, which means that she does the chafifa on Erev Shabbos for a motza'i Shabbos tevila. The only time you wouldn't do that is if it's a three-day yontif in between. That's the only time you wouldn't do that. Even a two-day yontif in between, you would allow the chafifa on Erev Shabbos. So how does Rashi reconcile part one and part three of the Gemara? They both talk in terms of Hilchasa, they both talk in terms of this is the Halacha Psuka, and yet they come to vastly different conclusions of the Halacha Psuka. So Tosos and Sam Chesam Ralef, Dibra Maskel Kach, he answers that the only time we would allow an early Chafifa is when the Lel Tevila itself is Yom Tov. But otherwise, we do prefer Motzai Shabbos Chafifa. Meaning, when her tevila is Motzai Shabbos, in part three of the Gemara, what Rashi said in part three of the Gemara, when her tevila is Motzai Shabbos, that she could do the chafifa Motzai Shabbos, that's correct. That's correct. We don't need a three-day lag to allow her to do the chafifa on Motzai Shabbos. Adrab, if there's even a one-day lag, we'll allow her to do a chafifa on Motzai Shabbos or Motzai Yom Tov. The only time we don't allow her to do a nighttime chafifa is if the night of the tevila is itself still Yom Tov. Otherwise, we do allow Motzai Shabbos Chafifa. And the Rabbeinu Tam understands that the stira in the Gemara about Hilchasa is resolved based on whether the Lel Tevila is okay for Chafifa or not. Meaning that we read the Gemara incorrectly. That when it's a 3-day Yantif in between, then of course we're going to allow Chafifa Belaila, but we allow Chafifa Belaila whenever there's any day in between, and she's able to do Chafifa Belaila. It's only if she's not able to do Chafifa Belaila that we don't allow Chafifa Belaila. Or if there's no day in between, if it's just a regular a weekday or something, then we don't allow Chafifa Belaila. That's how Tosa seems to understand Rashi. Tosas, within Rabbeinu Tam, the Beis Yosef understands that there's no preference in general whether to do Chafifa Belaila or Biyom, but that's how to reconcile according to Tosos. Now in the Tshuvas Marshal in Simin Vav, if you look at Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, the way he describes Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, he understands that the Gemara is not discussing that issue over here. It must be relying on what the Gemara said earlier, that Chafifa is really Biyom. Meaning the Gemara is not revisiting the issue of whether Chafifa generally should be done during the Yom. The Gemara is just discussing what to do in the unique circumstance where there's Yom Kodesh in between. That's Tosos. The Rush says no. How do we reconcile part 1 and part 3 of the Gemara? So says the Rush, we ignore our conclusion from part 1 of the Gemara, and we simply paskin that whenever there would be a day in between Chafifa and Tevila, she has to do the Chafifa at night. And if the night of her Tevila is a Yom Kodesh, and she didn't or couldn't do the Chafifa B'Yom, she'll have to delay her Tevila. Meaning if for whatever reason she couldn't do the Chafifa earlier, and it's Yom Kodesh, so she can't do the Chafifa now, so then she's going to have to delay her Tevila. In fact, the Beis Hillel quotes on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, that Rabbi Yeshua, the Av Bezin of Krakow, made a macha'a shelo yitbelu hanashim belayla shebein yom tov rishon l'sheni, that women should not go to the mikvah on the second night of Yontif, because he must have held like the Rush, that you can't do it, because there's no Chafifa B'Yom that day, there's no Chafifa B'Layla that day, so you're stuck. But the other poskim generally reject the Rush. The Rush has not been accepted, lehalacha. The Shach in Sifkat and Vav, however, explains entirely differently. The Shach in Sifkat and Vav, it's kedai to work through that Shach a little bit, he explains that we still accept our conclusion of part 1 of the Gemara. Chafifa should be done during the day, even if the Tevila is Motzai Shabbos or Motzai Yom Tov. The Gemara is only saying that when it's Eifshar, meaning, what does Eifshar mean? It doesn't mean that it's just Motzai Shabbos. Eifshar means a Motzai of a 3-day Yom Tov. Then she can do, she could be chofefes belayla. So when Rashi says the words, what does Yevshah mean? Kigon motzai yom tov? So he says, that means motzai Rosh Hashanah, that's after Shabbos. It's a motzai of a 3-day yantif. That's what Rashi meant by Yevshah. His raya, that's what Rashi must mean, is that Rashi said motzai yom tov. Why didn't Rashi just say motzai Shabbos? Meaning when the Gemara says, oh, when it's Eifshar, then you can do Chafifa Belaila. And we understood that to mean that whenever there's even just one day in between the Chafifa and the Tevila, that would allow you to do the Chafifa Belaila. Why would Rashi say Kugon Motzai Yom Tov? Let Rashi say Kugon Motzai Shabbos. Why does it say Kugon Motzai Yom Tov? It must be, says the Shach, that what Rashi means is that it's only when it's Motzai of a 3-day Yantif. So when it's Motzai of a 3-day Yantif, that's when we allow Chafifa Belaila. Other than that, Chafifa is always Biyom. That's what the Shach writes. So it's interesting. When Tosos and the Rush both quote Rashi, they don't say Kugon Motzai Yom Tov. They quote Rashi as having said Kugon Motzai Shabbos, not Motzai Yom Tov. So the Shach's whole Raya falls away if you have the Girsa within Rashi that Tosos and the Rush apparently have. It sounds like they have a different girsa in Rashi, or they thought that Rashi, there's no way he meant Dafgan Motzai Yom Tov. He must have meant Motzai Yom of Kodesh, and therefore Motzai Shabbos would be the same. But that's the great chiddush of the Shach, that the Shach is telling us that according to Shitas Rashi, Chafifa is done during the daytime. It's always done during the daytime with one lonely exception, and that is the exception that, as it was expressed in part one of the Gemara, a three-day yontif, only a three-day yontif, would be enough to push chafifa to Laila. But otherwise, you would do chafifa biyom. And even then, if you recall, the Shach says in Sivkat and Vav, and even then, even when you're pushing the chafifa to Laila, you'll also do it on Erev Yontif, meaning you'll do a double chafifa. A chafifa on Erev Yontif, then a chafifa motza'i the 3 days. Again, not the Pashtus of Rashi, not the way Tosus understood Rashi, not the way the Rush understood Rashi. They all understood Rashi that even if it's just from Erev Shabbos to Motza'i Shabbos, they understood that Rashi would then say to do the chafifa Motza'i Shabbos. So let's. That's just in terms of reading the Gemara. So it's a little confusing, but it's kedai to work through. Now let's go through lahalacha. What do the Rishonim have to say lahalacha? So again, Rashi is based on the Rashi and Samach Zainim Beis Dibra Maskel Mahu. That's where the Rashi really gets things going on this, and he explains the Gemara's question about chafifa belaila to be that it should be fundamentally problematic, because she's Mahuma Labesa, right? She's going to be too rushed. It should be pointed out that that's not the only shita in Rishonim as to why nighttime chafifa is less than desirable. That is the most prominent shita in Rishonim. It's the only one that's quoted in La Halacha, but it's not the only shita in Rishonim as to why a nighttime chafifa is less than desirable. The Bala Ma'or, in his Hasagos to the Balei HaNefesh, in Shara Tevila, gives another reason to prefer a daytime chafifa. He said simply because you need to see. You need to be able to spot all the chatzitzos. You need to be able to find all the problems. But for whatever reason, poskim don't bring that balamar. They don't bring it. They only bring Rashi's muhuma lebesa, Rashi's nervousness about she's going to be too rushed if she does it at night, and that's why she's got to do it during the daytime. Now, within Shitas Rashi, a number of ha'aras that need to be made. Even according to Rashi, Rabbeinu Yeruchim writes that umikol makom ein laharchik hachafifa min hatevila yoser midai. So again, Rashi is all in favor of chafifa during the day because he thinks you're going to rush it at night. But still, says Rabbeinu Yeruchim, even Rashi would acknowledge that tamal atzmecha, how could you allow it? How could you be marchik chafifa from the tevila? So you always try to narrow the gap as much as possible. Put even more explicitly, if you look in the bottom of the tour, in the Drisha in Os Dalid, the Drisha writes, Ad kan lo hitir Rashi lirchotz beyom, ela bisharochatzas samuch lelaila. Mashenkin kshchalat fila bel Shabbos, tas lirchotz adim chashecha. But he says, the Drisha says explicitly, when Rashi says to do the chafifa during the day, samuch lelaila. He means late in the day. Rashi, it's not that Rashi has no sensitivity to the issue of take of the chafifa tevila. The Gemara mentions it. The Gemara calls it tamal atzmecha. How could we allow it? And Rashi, the way Rashi read that Gemara, if you recall, was it's with a krechts that we allow it, but we have no choice but to allow it because the alternative is even worse. Second point within Rashi, Tosus points out that according to Rashi, you could still do chafifa belaila b'di'evet. That b'di'evet, it does work. That's why the Gemara says, isha chofefes b'yom. The Gemara does not say, isha lo tachfof elo b'yom. Right? It says, chofefes b'yom. She's supposed to do that. It doesn't say that's the only thing she could do. And that's clear from the Maisa with Rav Nachman and the wife of the Reish Galusa. Meaning here, according to Rashi, the Eishes Reish Galusa did the wrong thing by not doing chafifa b'yom, and Rav Nachman was telling her, but it's not too late. B'di'evit, you could still do chafifa b'layla. And that's what the Tur means when the Tur writes, chafifa zu, pirush Rashi, mutav shetia b'yom, shelefnei tvilasa, mi belel tvilasa, levisha meheres b'layla v'lo tachuf yafa. That it's mutav, that it's better that it be done on the during the yom and not during the nighttime. And B'Yosef explains, what does the word mutav mean? That it's not ma'akev, that b'di'evit, it's still going to work if it's done b'layla. The reason I'm emphasizing that is because the Bach does not read the Torah in that same way. The Bach thinks that the word mutav means something very different over here. The Bach understands mutav in this context to mean, like we said when we were reading the Gemara, that there are automatically halachic compromises on each side of this argument. Meaning you're either going to compromise how muhuma lebesa she is, or you're going to compromise how take of the chafifa tevila you have, how juxtaposed the chafifa and the tevila are. So given the two potential halacha compromises, Zuck the Tur, Rashi says, mutav, it's better to compromise on the take of the chafifa tevila than to compromise on muhuma lebesa. But, says the Bach, but and once we make that decision that that's what's mutav, then even b'dieved, it's going to be ma'akev. Doing chafifa b'yom risks new knots developing in her hair. Doing chafifa b'layla risks muhuma labesa, mutav, to risk the knots, which are less likely than to risk muhuma labesa, which is very likely. And therefore, if she were to want to do chafifa b'layla, or if she had forgotten to do chafifa b'yom, according to Rashi, says the Bach, no, no good. She's not permitted to. Question is, would you say that she would have to delay the tevila on failing, you know, on account of failing to do chafifa biyom? Or do we just say, no, it's just not something that if she asks in advance, we tell her, it's not just a preference to do chafifa biyom, you must do chafifa biyom. But once she's already at that stage where yom is over, and she wants to know, can she go to the mikveh tonight? So the Bach stops just short of saying that she can't go to the mikveh. He doesn't quite go that far, but he understands the mutav as more than just the lechatchila b'dieved, like the Beis Yosef understood. So again, the Beis Yosef understands that when the Torah writes b'shem Rashi that it's mutav to do chafifa b'yom, yeah, it's a lechatchila different way to do chafifa, and b'dieved you do chafifa b'layla, it's also okay. The Bach says no, mutav means that because there are two competing considerations, we make a final decision that says chafifa b'yom is what you must do, and it's not just better than, it's what you must do. But again, the Bach doesn't quite say explicitly that you would delay a tevila on account of it. The Marshal in the Chuvin Siman Vav, this Marshal is quoted by the Shach, and it's quoted on the Nosei Kelim in the sides of the Shulchan Aruch, also in the margins of the Shulchan Aruch. This is apparently a famous Chuvas Marshal. It's quoted in the Knesset HaGdola on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. The Marshal says that according to Rashi, there's no Isser to do Chafifa Balayla. It's just that there's a preference to do chafifa biyom, like Tosos, not like the Bach, right? And therefore, if there would be some isser in doing chafifa biyom, let's say there was some other problem with chafifa biyom, like let's say, and this is the case of the Marshal, the bathhouse is located right near a shul. So whenever she's going to go into the shul, whenever she's going to go into the bathhouse, rather, everyone in the shul, it used to be, everyone would be able to see, and everyone would know when it's going to be her, let me just mute everyone again, whenever she'll go in, all the people in the shul will see that she's going to the mikveh. So in such a case, the Bach says, so that's usher. She's supposed to be matzniya lel tvilasa. She's not supposed to make a public display of when she's going to the mikveh. Then she should do chafifa b'layli, even according to Rashi, says the Marshal. And he says that was the psak of Maran Padua, and it was also the psak of his son Rabbeinu Yehuda. However, he suggests, and this is quoted by the Shach in the end of Sif Katan Vav, the Marshal suggests, that if you're going to do Chafifa Balayla, then she should spend a full hour doing Chafifa. Meaning, even though even Rashi will tell you in certain circumstances, you have to do Chafifa Balayla, such as the Marshal believes in the case where people will otherwise know about her Tevila, so you got to do Chafifa Balayla, he hasn't forgotten about the concern of Muhuma Labesa. And we have to do whatever we can to alleviate that concern. And therefore the Shach quotes from this Marshal to put a clock on it to spend a full hour doing the Chafifa. Now keep in mind, according to everybody's reading of Rashi, if it's a 3-day Yontif, she's going to have to do Chafifa Belaila on Motzai Yontif. Right, so there are certain circumstances where you're going to have to do a chafifa b'layla regardless, where there's no option, where even Rashi is going to require a chafifa b'layla, and the Shach is telling us, and the Marshal is telling us, that when that happens, and the chafifa cannot be done b'yom, it has to be done exclusively b'layla, then it should be a full hour. That's not always easy, not always convenient. Meaning, imagine the 3-day yontif in question is the yontif of Shavuos. So in June, Shabbos ends very, very late. Yontif ends very, very late. So it could be that after a 3-day yontif, it's 9:30 at night. If you live in England, forget about it. I mean, it could be close to midnight or whatever. And then you first have to spend an hour on the chafifa, followed by the tevila, which is it's difficult, but that's what seems to be the recommendation. There is Yerushalmi, just to point out. I saw some of the Achronim quoted Yerushalmi in the fourth parak of Maseches Megillah. That's pretty explicit, like Rashi. There's a machlokas there when her lel tevila is motzaya 3 day yomtiv. Can she do chafifa on erev Shabbos? And the Yerushalmi explains that Shema Mayana Rachok Vihimis Atzelas Ve'ena Tahora. The Carbonate says that means that the chashash is the Beis HaTevila is far from her house, and because she's rushing to get back home, she won't do a good job on the chafifa. So they allowed a chafifa 3 days earlier because of that. So the Achronim point, that's a pretty strong raya to Shitas Rashi, that there is this deep concern of Muhuma Lebesa, that there's that to the point that even on a 3 day yantiv, there's a Shita in the Yerushalmi that wants to allow a chafifa biyom. But all of that is Shitas Rashi. The Shita of the She'iltos, in contrast to Rashi, She'iltos takes the line, that line in the Gemara, that key line. Hey chofefes biyom v'tovelis b'layla habi'inan tekef l'chafifa tevila v'leka, and he says that line is to be taken very literally. The idea of chofefes biyom is only when it's efshar to be chofefes b'layla, like when the tevila is on Shabbos or Yontif. Even if the chafifa will be a day or two earlier, that's when you do your chafefes biyom. But otherwise, when it's when the tevila itself is on a week night, whether it be Motzai Shabbos, Motzai Yom Tov, or any other week night, the chafifa is done at night. Now, we always quote this as the Sheet of the Shiltos, because that's how the Torah quotes it as the Sheet of the Shiltos. But it's amazing. If you look in the Beis Yosef, he says, oh yeah, you know who else holds this way? The Rambam, the Rif, the Rashba. Meaning it's not like unusual Shitas HaGaonim that's out there. This the Beis Yosef points out, this is the Sheet of the majority of Rishonim. And the Torah writes that according to the Shiltos, it's Mutav, that the chafifa be done belaila. Use that same word again, mutav, that it be done belaila. But the Beis Yosef points out that you can't say that chafifa biyom is also okay. Meaning, whereas when it came to explaining Shitas Rashi, where the Torah said mutav to do it biyom rather than belaila, Beis Yosef says, oh, that means that, yeah, better to do it biyom, but belaila is also good. Says Beis Yosef, it can't mean that within the Shiltos, that it's mutav belaila, but biyom is also okay, because the Gemara says, lo tachuf ela belaila. Unlike by chafifa biyom, where you say where you had the one memra that isha chafefes biyom, we didn't say lo tachuf ela biyom, but yet when it comes to laila, it says lo tachuf ela balaila. So that's a diuk the Beis Yosef makes. The Bach disagrees with the diuk of the Beis Yosef. He holds that both according to Rashi and the She'iltos, the word mutav is just expressing that conflict, meaning it's not expressing b'dieved the other way is still okay, but this is the way the Beis Yosef is medayik. Now it seems from the Beis Yosef that the She'iltos will require a new chafifa even if you already did one during the daytime. Meaning that lo tachuf ela balaila, says the Beis Yosef, the She'iltos takes very literally that that's the only time a chafifa could be done in a kosher way, unless the laila is a yom kodesh, unless the laila is a day where you can't do a chafifa. So require a new chafifa. In the Sidre Tara, in Shirei Tara, in Sivkat Nir Aleph, he says even if she did chafifa biyom, and then at the beginning of the night she could have done another chafifa, but she didn't, and then later in the night some ones came up and she was no longer able to do another chafifa. So what do you say at that point? Just let her go to the mikvah already. She did her chafifa during the yom. Says Shirei Tara, no. She would have to delay the tevila. Meaning, according to the She'iltos, chafifa biyom doesn't work. It only works when it's a total ones. What does total ones mean? From the beginning of the night until the tevila, there was no way that she could have done it. It was Shabbos, it was yontif. But anything short of a total onus, even if at the beginning of the night it was she could have done it and she just didn't, and then later it became an onus, she would have to delay the tevila. The Lechem V'Simla and Simla Sivkan Vav disagrees. He says, no, of course, in that case you're going to let it be tovel during the night. But that's how far the Shirei Tara takes the Shita of the She'iltos. The Ramban in Hilchos Nida Perek Tes Halachahei, the Ramban writes, Chafifa zu tzricha shetia smucha l'tvila, chafefes belayla v'toveles miyad, kol sheichol lismach shleu b'neim hefzeklal, harezu mishubachas. The Ramban highlights the need for takeoff l'chafifa tvila, that it's got to be immediate, it's got to be right away, it's got to be as soon as possible. And the Ramban writes to the extent that you don't split between them at all, that's mishubachas. But then the Ramban goes on to say, v'amuvcharu b'chafifa shetei somuch l'tevila im chafa ba'od yom masha asa asui. Ooh, so the Ramban passings like the Shiltos, but not the way the Beis Yosef understood that b'diavad we're going to passel the daytime chafifa. The Ramban says, look, if she did chafifa b'yom, she's not going to have to repeat chafifa b'layla. So the Ramban paskens like the Shiltos, as does the Rambam and the Rif and the Rashba, but the Ramban is explicit that we're not going to go as far as the Beis Yosef took it. Right? So, Be'ezras Hashem, I just realized what time it is. I didn't realize how late it got. I apologize for going so long. But maybe tomorrow we'll pick up with how we do the compromise between the Shiltos and the Rashi. We'll look at the Shitos of Tosfos and the Rush. Again, that Shach is going to be very important. And another important Maramakam to look at, because we're going to suggest this compromise approach, but the compromise approach is not always doable. Another important Maramakam to look at is Igros Moshe, Yoredeya Chilek Beis, Simin Pei Aleph. So again, take a look at that Shach and Sifkat and Vav, and how the, you know, and obviously in the Shulchan Aruch and the Beis Yosef, and just see how the Rush and the Tosos suggest, and the Shulchan Aruch recommends to satisfy both the Shiltos and Rashi, and then to discuss what to do when that compromise approach is not a possibility. Rav Moshe discusses this explicitly. Yardei Chelek Beis, Simin Pei Aleph. Okay, everybody, have a great, great day. Thanks so much for learning with me.
Question? Tonight.
Yeah, sure.
I misheard what the last thing that Rebbe said about after Rebbe said that the Ramban says that b'diavad according to the She'iltos, Chafif Biyom is going to be sufficient. The Rebbe then said that the Beis Yosef notes that the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rashba all agree with the She'iltos. Do they speak about the Bidiyevet if the Chafifa was done during the day, or did Rebbe?
I don't think so. I didn't say that. No, I don't think so. I think only the Ramban says that explicitly. Yeah.
Shkorach, thank you.
Okay. All right. Have a great day, everybody.